Installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix. Un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd, et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé, lourde sensation agréable, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir, confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée, où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique. 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin.
Present perfect continuous. Glossary. How long have you been waiting? Grammar. Present perfect continuous. The present perfect continuous has two uses, when we want to focus on an activity that started in the past and ongoing, or when we want to refer to the result of activities which have recently finished, their present consequences. The pattern is subject plus have, has been, plus verb ending in ing. Example, they've been working hard. She hasn't been feeling sick. Activity. The action started in the past, but is still ongoing. The context. Activity. The action started in the past, but is still ongoing. The context helps clear the doubt. Example, we've been waiting all day. The result of the activity. The action has finished, but the present bears its consequences. Example, she has been running, so she is still out of breath. Example, she has been running, so she is still out of breath. Please give her a seat and some water. How long? When we want to ask questions to know the duration or when the start of an action is, we use how long. The pattern is how long plus have, has, plus subject, plus verb. Example, how long have you been staying in New Orleans? How long have you been working for this company? How long has she been feeling sick? The activity has ended or is still ongoing. Once again, the context will clear the doubt we may have. For and since. When we ask the question how long, the answer which follows will include for or since. For. For is a time marker. The reference after for is the time spent until now, the duration of the activity. I have been working for 5 hours. I have been working for 300 minutes. Since. Since is also a time marker. The reference that follows since is the date or the time when the activity has started. Examples. I have been playing piano since Christmas or since my childhood. It is 5 p.m. I've been playing the piano since 9 a.m. I've been playing the piano since I met Steve. Since plus clause. The verb which follows since usually is at the preterite tense. How long have you been waiting? And now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. How long have you been waiting? Is there a reason why the line is longer than usual today? I've only got 45 minutes for lunch break.
They made an announcement earlier to inform us of the reason for the extended wait. This morning, as the cooks came to work, they realized two fridges and a freezer had stopped working, probably since the weekend. Consequently, they were forced to dispose of the food and dishes stored in the three appliances.
Oh, really?
They were not sure as to how long the food had been defrosting, so...
How long have you been waiting?
I've been waiting since 12:35. I have time, so I don't mind waiting. Besides, today's menu looks good. Raw vegetables as starters, macaroni and cheese as main dish, and fruit salad for dessert.
You've been waiting for 25 minutes. That means we will get served around 1:15.
Hopefully.
I can't wait that long. I've already lost 10 minutes to come here.
What are you going to do?
I'll go to the bakery across the street and buy a sandwich.
Are you sure? It's going to be more expensive and probably half as good as this.
Oh, I don't really mind. I need to arrange this afternoon's classroom and submit a form to borrow an OHP.
An OHP?
An overhead projector for the digital documents I will show in class.
Well, then I guess it's the best option you have. I hope you won't find any lines at the shop, though.
I had a look earlier and there wasn't anyone. I'll take a chance. Enjoy your meal, Sarah, and I'll see you later in the week.
Bon appetit. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one. Now we begin. Wentworth, is there a reason why the line is longer than usual today? I have only got a 45-minute lunch break. Sarah, they made an announcement earlier to inform us of the reason for the extended wait. This morning, as the cooks came to work, they realized two fridges and a freezer had stopped working. Probably since the weekend. Wentworth, oh, really? Sarah, they were not sure as to how long the food had been defrosting so. Wentworth, how long have you been waiting? Sarah, I have been waiting since 12:35. I have time, so I don't mind waiting. Besides, today's menu looks good. Wentworth, if you've been waiting for 25 minutes, that means we will get served around 13:15. Sarah, hopefully. Wentworth, I can't wait that long. I've already lost 10 minutes to come here. Sarah, what are you going to do? Wentworth, I'll go to the bakery across the street and buy a sandwich. Sarah, are you sure? It is going to be more expensive and probably half as good as this. Wentworth, I don't really mind. I still need to arrange this afternoon's classroom. And submit a form to borrow an OHP. Sarah, an OHP? Wentworth, an overhead projector for the digital documents I will show the class. Sarah, well, then I guess it is the best option you have. I hope you won't find any lines at the shop, though. Wentworth, I had a look earlier and there wasn't anyone. I'll take a chance. Enjoy your meal, Sarah, and see you later in the week. Sarah, bon appétit. Have a nice day. Wentworth, thank you very much. Bye. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.